The New Testament word that describes the highest form of love is agape. It is found 106 times in Scripture, and it depicts God's unconditional, unending, and perfect love. God gives His love to every Christian and commands them to love others as He has loved them. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, and you're listening to Fraser 365. This month, we're exploring what that kind of perfect love looks like, how God loves us, and how His love empowers us to love others here and now. So thanks for joining us, and we hope that this study will challenge you to show the love of Christ to everyone around you today and every day.
This is day 12 of Love Now. Today's title is All Things About Love. Paul Barnett said, "Because of sin, there are always things in others to bear, believe, hope, and endure. Clearly, love requires decision-making and effort. It's not just a feeling or an emotion. Indeed, it is a test of character." Our text today is 1 Corinthians 13:7. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Paul connects four qualities of love with one word, all. In the original language, this verse contains eight Greek words, four of which are pas, which can be translated as all, everywhere, whole, or entire. It denotes each and every part that applies and modifies with intensive force the action to which it applies. This is noted in the language of the NIV. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Bruce Barton and Grant Osborne provide a detailed description of each of the four actions that are connected to all things. After explaining what love does not do, Paul listed four positive attributes of love. First of all, love always protects. The word in Greek, stego, means cover or hide by covering. This does not refer to hiding hurtful sin, but to protecting someone from embarrassment, gossip, or any other such harm. When believers love one another, they refuse harmful gossip and protect one another from those who would try to inflict harm. Love always trusts. This means both that love never loses faith and that it is willing to think the best of others. It does not mean that believers must be gullible, trusting everyone. Instead, it means that they are willing to think the best as opposed to the worst of others. Love gives the benefit of the doubt. With real love, believers can deal with conflict lovingly. When everyone willingly thinks the best of everyone else, people are freed to be honest and open. Love always hopes. Believers who love look forward, not backward. They seek for growth and maturity in the church, knowing that God is working in every person. They know that failure is not the end, and they must trust in God who promises that all things will work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. Love always perseveres. Believers who love are active and steadfast in their faith. They hold on, no matter what difficulties they face. Hardship and pain do not stop love. When believers persevere, they face suffering within the body. They face persecution. They hang on when the going gets tough. They strive to save their marriages despite disappointment, to continue to trust God despite setbacks, and to continue to serve God despite fear or sorrow. When believers truly persevere, nothing can stop them. David Guzik suggests the best way to understand each of these is to see them in the life of Jesus. We could replace the word love with the name of Jesus, and the description would make perfect sense. Jesus bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Jesus always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. God is love, and Jesus loves always and in every way that is good, righteous, and honorable. Jesus is all things about love. Here's some questions for today. How does the following scripture relate to the first phrase in 1 Corinthians 13:7, love bears all things, always protects, as seen in the NIV? It's 1 Peter 4:8. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. How does your love bear all things and believe all things? How does your love hope all things and endure all things? Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Thank you.